Welcome to the Marketing That Leads podcast. I'm your host, Anita, a travel-obsessed writer who loves all things online business. I'm on a mission to help coaches, course creators, and service providers create and grow businesses that lead to more income, impact, and freedom. I believe using evergreen and automated strategies such as blog, SEO, and Pinterest marketing is how you can become visible 24/7 with ease. In fact, I bring seven-figure traffic to my website on autopilot, and I'll show you how you can do the same. I'll teach you how to master marketing that leads to more free time, more traffic, more visibility, and ultimately more sales. Alrighty, let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of the Marketing That Leads podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at six signs you need systems desperately in your business. So I'm going to go through some things that might be happening in your business and why it could potentially be a systems issue for you. Before we get into today's episode, let me shout out the sponsor of today's podcast episode, which is my new monthly membership. So this monthly membership called Ease Club is for overworked coaches, course creators, and service providers who want to replace every single manual task in their business with an automated system so that you can hit your next income goal with ease and stop time-wasting tasks completely. So within this membership, we'll show you how to bring in more dream clients and make more sales and become visible with ease. So if you are interested in joining the membership and you are listening to this on April 15th, make sure that you click the link in the description and come join us, because today is the last day that we have our special offer on. So make sure that you click the link and join us ASAP. Okay, so let's get into the six signs that you need systems desperately in your business. So if you are like, I'm not a systems girly, or I just want to create a simple business that doesn't need systems, I have news for you, okay, that you might not like. And this kind of gets into the first thing that I wanted to talk about today, which is systems are the foundation of every business. So if you want to stay where you are but have more time in your day-to-day life, if you want to hit your next income goal or maybe create bigger launches, maybe a goal of yours is to hire a VA or hire your next team member, and you don't have systems in place, then it is going to be very hard for you to hit your next goal, whatever that goal is. Every single business in any industry needs some sort of systems in order to support them. So what are systems in the first place? So systems, in very basic terms, is basically a procedure or a workflow that you go through in order to achieve a result. And so if you have systems in place that take you from point A to point B in your business, or if there's a very specific task, for example, if a customer fails their payment or their monthly payment, what happens after that? What is the procedure? That is a system that you need to have in place for your business if you have a membership or if you have payment plans. So that is an example of a system, and that is what systems are. You need a system for nearly every facet of your business. So systems are the foundation of every business. And if you do not have systems in place within your business, then you have a very shaky foundation that if you just took a week off, or if something happened and you needed to be with your family, or you needed to take some time off randomly, your business could crumble. And that is because it is solely relying on you. You are the main person that is in charge of your business systems, when in fact, you need to get that out of your head and get that off your plate and allow automations to be able to set your systems up in place and be able to do the work for you. So that is the first thing, is systems are the foundation of every business. Number two, you will be income capped if you do not have systems to support you. So a couple of years ago, I was in a mini coaching program, and the coach asked me, could you support 1,000 new course students tomorrow if you had to? If something happened and you had 1,000 people trying to check out into your course and going through the, you know, next steps, would you be able to support that, or would your business completely break? And where I was at that time, I was like,
Yeah, definitely. If I had 1,000 new people come into my world, I would not be able to support them. My systems would break because I didn't really have many systems in place. Okay, so I will give you an example of this. So I lost over $10,000 just by not having a failed payment system in my business. Yes. So in 2023, I logged into my Stripe account and I found out that I had lost over $10,000 in failed payments. Like, the payments were not being captured for whatever reason. So this can be something really simple, like maybe someone's card expired and they forgot to update it within the system, or maybe they forgot to move over money to a certain account where their payments are being taken from. So I had no system for that and I could not capture those payments. And so what I was doing is I was doing a lot of manual labor in order to try and capture those payments, but they were failing and I was getting overwhelmed. So I was reaching out to people manually via email when I remembered, right? So I would wake up and be like, oh my God, I think so-and-so's payment failed like a couple of weeks ago and I forgot to catch up with them. Oh my gosh, like I need to send them an email today, right? And it had been already a couple of weeks. Or people hadn't paid and I had followed up with them several times, but they still had access to all of my courses, which if someone has failed their payment enough times, then they lose access to the courses because they haven't completed the payments for that course. Or there was a time where I was totally ignoring failed payments completely and just hoping that they would pay me eventually because I was overwhelmed and stressed from having to reach out to them manually. But we set up a system inside of my business, and since setting up that system, the automated system, we've been able to recover nearly every single failed payment on autopilot, bar one. So that has totally transformed the profit in my business. It's made my business more profitable, and it has completely dissolved the stress that I was feeling when I had to manually follow up with people. So that is what I mean when I say you will be income capped if you do not have the systems to support you. Because by not having the system in place, I was spending a lot of time focusing on following up with people when I could have been focusing and put more energy towards my launches or back-end launches or even just showing up and selling. And so that was income capping me in 2023. So I'm so glad that we figured that out. We've got a new system in place and that is automatically capturing payments and I don't have to stress about it, which is fantastic. All right, so number three is working in your business won't help you hit your next income goal. Working on it will. So if you are finding that you're working a lot in your business, and what I mean by this is you're doing kind of manual tasks, like you're tinkering around with emails and tinkering around in your project management system, or you're manually taking some information and copying and pasting it somewhere else, like you're working in your business at that moment, you're not necessarily working on it. And working on it is when you are able to have that space to brainstorm better ways of doing things, how you can hit your next goal, how you can make your launches even bigger and higher converting. Like you're really zooming out as the CEO and asking, how can I improve my business right now? And so working on your business, that is when you have a lot of big breakthroughs within your business. You are able to maybe figure out a new way of doing things, or you have an idea for a new offer, or maybe a new idea to refine your current offer and make it even better. But when you're working in your business all of the time, you don't have that space and time to even think about those goals and those bigger picture projects, right? And so if you are finding that you're working in your business all of the time, this is a sign that you need some better systems in your business. So we need to look at, what are you doing day to day? What exactly are the tasks that you are doing? And can we systematize and automate some of those tasks so that we can kind of clear a bit of bottleneck within your weekly schedule? And then we can put that time towards some brainstorming sessions in your business. So I actually like to have a brainstorming session every Monday and Friday within my business. I normally do this in the afternoon and I block out a couple of hours where I turn off social media, I turn off Slack, and I just think about, what can we improve in the business right now? What problem is the business facing? How can we solve that problem, right? What do we need to do in order to hit that next goal that we have within the business? All right, let's get on to sign four, that you desperately need systems within your business. If you are feeling stressed and scattered. When I say the word systems, if that is like ding, ding, ding in your head, that is a sign that you need better systems, or you need systems like full stop. You have no systems in place right now, or the systems are currently in your head, okay? So industry leaders are rich and rested. They are not stressed and scattered with their systems. They know exactly what they need to be doing this week, next month, this month, this quarter, next quarter, in order to achieve their goals within the business. And they're not stressed about it because they know the exact steps, they know the exact timelines in which they need to do these tasks in order to achieve their next goal. And they are rich. And I'm not just talking about financially rich, I'm talking about time rich, they're flexibility rich, they are wealthy as well. They're more profitable if you have our systems in place. It makes your business more profitable, and they're just more lifestyle rich. Like, they really take the time to do the things that they love on a personal level, not just thinking about their business 24/7. So industry leaders are rich and rested, not stressed and scattered with their systems, because their systems really help support their business. All right, let's move on to number 5, which is if you feel like you are hitting a bit of a plateau in your business when it comes to profitability, when it comes to your launches and your selling, then this could be a systems issue. Systems create scalable businesses. Systems allow you to grow your business on autopilot because it allows you to spend your time and energy on money generating activities in the business. And again, we come back to this thing where if you're working in your business too much, then you're never working on it, which can lead to profitability issues. It can lead to plateaued launches. And so systems really allow you to take that step back and zoom out as the CEO and put your energy and your time into money generating activities. So when you create simple systems within your business, for example, let me go back to the example of my failed payment system. If I didn't have that system, then my next launch would be super stressful because I could be signing another 20, 30, 40 course students within my business who are, some of them are on payment plan. And then the more people that join my course, the more people potentially that there could be failed payments. And then the more people I have to follow up with. And you can see that it's a kind of snowball effect when you don't have good systems in place, which means that it comes back to my energy at the end of the day. So when it comes to my next launch, for example, if I didn't have that failed payment system, I would kind of be feeling like I didn't want to show up fully because I was scared to sell too much or scared to be too successful, because then I would have to support 40 people within my course when I didn't have any systems in place, and there'll be people on payment plans and things like that. So you can see how it really snowballs if you do not have systems, and it caps your income and it caps your chances of actually scaling to that next level in your business. And the last sign that you potentially need systems in your business is that, one, if you're doing everything last minute, or if you're feeling like things are falling through the cracks. So if you are coming up to a launch and you feel like you have a million different things that you're doing and things are falling through the cracks, and you remember last minute at like 10 p.m. before your launch that you forgot to do this, and you're creating sales pages last minute, and you are writing emails last minute, then that is a sign that you need better systems in place within your business. If you're scrambling when it comes to a launch, or you're scrambling when you have put down a deadline and you're coming up to it, then that is a systems issue. We need to be looking again at your day-to-day. What are you doing every day, every week, every month, and what kind of tasks can we automate and take off your plate so that we can really take the time to set up our launches properly and have a better system in place. And this is where a project management system comes into play, definitely when it comes up to a launch, but even just your day-to-day and what you're doing per day. Project management system allows you to know exactly what you should be doing today in order to achieve your goals this year. And so it helps you break down all of these little tasks that you maybe have written down in a notebook or a sticky note that's on your computer computer right now and helps you systematize it so you know exactly what needs to be done and when. And also automations come into play here as well. We want to look at what can we automate in your day-to-day right now so that we can take some time off your plate and so that you can spend some time on your systems and setting those up. And that will save you even more time in the long run as well. So your automations are another team member, right? Your automations are your team. So if you were like, well, I don't have a team yet, and I don't know if I should be setting up systems quite yet, or if I should wait until I hire my first VA or my first team member, just remember that you can start to set up these systems even if it's just you in the business right now, or if you want to keep it that way as well. Your automations are part of your team. Your systems are part of your team. It helps you run your business more smoothly and it helps bring your business ROI up. So just remember that your automations are your team. Okay, so that is 6 signs that you need to desperately get some systems in place within your business. And if you are feeling kind of stressed and scattered, and if you don't have any systems in place, then definitely come and join us inside of the Ease Club. In this monthly membership, we'll show and support you in setting up simple systems in your business and automating every single manual task in your business so that you can increase your sales and your profit in 2024 and beyond. Because these systems, once we set them up, we're able to set and forget, and we're able to move on and spend more time on money generating activities. So if that sounds good to you, then I would love for you to come and join us. You can click the link below and come and join the membership. Alrighty, so that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed learning more about why you need systems and why they're so important in your business and some signs that you are ready to set them up in your business. Alrighty, I will speak to you in the next episode.